Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling here. Ireland Calling broadcasting from the Planet FM studio. Thank God there's a bit of air conditioning in here, but it's very, very hot outside, even at this late evening time in Auckland. Wherever you're listening around New Zealand, I hope you're coping with the very warm temperatures. And it's quite different over in Ireland. The temperatures today in Ireland, frosty start with ice and snow, showers of hail and sleet, but many areas will have a dry, sunny day. The highs of 3 to 6 degrees. So yes, not quite as warm over there as it is here. And on the front of the Irish today is a huge picture of a statue of the late Luke Kelly that was being installed in Sheriff Street in Dublin last Sunday. And today Michael D. Higgins will unveil this statue and another one in South King Street. That was a statue by John Cole on the 35th anniversary of Luke Kelly's death. So we'll have quite a few songs from Luke Kelly on the programme tonight. And also today is the 47th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. So here's a song that Luke wrote about that particular town.
The song is called The Town I Love So Well. A song about a fellow who was born in a town, who went to school, and what happened to him after that. It goes like this. In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days. The shirt factory horn called the women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while their men on the dole pay the mother's role, fed the children and then trained the dog. For deep inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was we all could understand. I remember the day I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I sent wife in the town I love so well. To see how a town could be brought to by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every. They can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
Yes, that's Luke Kelly there, who died 35 years ago today, and he was singing all about the town I loved so well, and that town is Derry. And 47 years ago today, Bloody Sunday took place, and on the 47th anniversary, the stole that was worn by Father, later Bishop Edward Daly, as he attempted to save the life of Jackie Duddy, is to be donated to the Museum of Free Derry today, ahead of a minute's silence to mark the 47th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Hard to believe 47 years ago. I'll never forget the particular night. It happened on Sunday, and then on Monday in the west of Ireland we've got this tradition of Bree Jokes, where we go out and sing and dance and collect a bit of money. It was a bit of an earner for young people and not so young people. And on that particular night I had done the rounds of a couple of villages where I lived, and I was on my way home on a Monday night and had a small accident on my bike. But I remember coming in with a very swollen eye, and the news was on our black and white television, and the scenes were, what do you call it, there wasn't much sympathy shown to me as people gathered round all our family and looked at the television on what was footage of the events that took place the day before. Obviously, television today. Everything is instant. But that time, nobody really knew until Monday in the rest of Ireland what happened on the Sunday 47 years ago in Derry. So obviously, today is a day that the families of the victims that died will remember them. And I see the people that planted the bomb last week that thankfully didn't injure anyone outside the Coast House in Derry. The IRA, not the new IRA, but somebody called the IRA, said that they were responsible for placing that bomb there. But the security services are pretty sure it's a splinter group called the new IRA. And they say unless they're taken seriously, they won't be given any warnings about further car bombs that they'll be placing. Welcome along to Ireland Calling. On a very warm evening here in Auckland, and it's probably as warm now if you listen to us in Wellington on Saturday, and Christchurch on Saturday, Wellington on Sunday, because this fine weather is going to last for this week in New Zealand. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And special thanks to the Hugh Green Group, who are sponsoring the programme and have done for many a year now. And Hugh Green was from Donegal, and he would have been very upset to wake up here and any of his family, if he was still alive, to read about the horrific accident on Sunday night in County Donegal, up in the Gaeltacht area, north-west of Donegal. Four young men out to celebrate, what do you call it, farewell, and one of their friends who was due to leave and go working in Denmark this week. And four young men, were killed when their car was involved in a single car accident on a back road near the townland where they were from, was near Gorta Hawk on Sunday evening. The friends that died were Michael Rorty, who was part of the Gweedore team that were preparing to play Cora Finn in the All-Ireland Club semi-final next month. You had Sean Harkin, Daniel Scott, who was the young electrician that was heading away to Denmark this week to work, and John Harley. And their bodies were released to their families yesterday, and they'll be all laid to rest on Thursday this week. So very, very sad event. Sadly, there's been last weekend 9 people were killed on the roads in Ireland. A couple died in Monaghan. A young woman was killed on Thursday evening on the M50 motorway in Dublin. And that brought a horrific reaction from a lot of people, including government ministers, when a number of people took video footage on their phones of the young woman as she lay dying on the side of the road and shared it on social media. And there was obviously calls from people, you know, to be respectful of incidents or accidents like this, and not to share any of that. Well, not to video it in the first place, but to share it is even worse. But the police are certainly following up on the people that were involved. Right, we'll take a bit of music here, and up next we've got Aine and Orinoco Flow, and we'll dedicate this to the memory of the four young friends that died in northwest Donegal on Sunday night.
Let me reach for the only one.
Yes, Aine there, and Ono Orinoco Flow, a song that put her on the map, and of course she's that was recorded, I think, back in 1987-88, and she's recorded many albums since then. If you've tuned along, welcome along. You're tuned in, you're welcome to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, a delayed broadcast in Christchurch on Saturday night, and in Wellington on Sunday night, and Kapiti Coast, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand, around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Now, from time to time, I come across things on Facebook. I don't use it a lot, but last night there's a Facebook website. It's called Irish in Auckland, and there was a story shared there about a young mother from County Limerick, Kerry Bird. She's from Limerick. She's here with her partner, husband, and they've got two beautiful toddlers. But their life was turned upside down last year when Kerry discovered that she had some serious cancers. And she's been going through some chemotherapy over the last few months. And she's got more and more treatments to come. And she's going to have to go into a special unit and be away for her children for over a month in a few weeks' time. So a friend here, Siobhan McKenna, has put her story up there, and they've just asked people if they'd like to support her. And she's got a Give a Little page. There's about $3,700 raised since this was set up. I'm not sure it's been set up, but I just thought I'd like to highlight this. Her name is Kerry Bird. So if you go on to you know, the internet and the Give a Little site, and you put in Kerry Bird, you'll be able to see her story there with the two beautiful children. I'd say a boy about 2.5 and a girl about 1.5. And she's with her husband. She was the main breadwinner in the house. Her husband was an apprentice panel beater. She was an early childhood teacher. But as a result of her illness, she's obviously fighting to stay alive, and her husband is give up his apprenticeship so he can look after their two young children. So we're very good at going out and supporting our own. So if you're able to help out, Kerry, K-E-R-R-I-B-I-R-D, look it up on the Give a Little page, and you'll be able to read all about her story. And let's go out there and raise some good money to help this young mother you know, deal with the tough challenges she has coming up over the next few months. And let's hope she beats this terrible disease. But in the meantime, you know, we need to make sure that her husband and her young children are looked after. And her family are in Ireland. They came out in August, but just can't afford to come out again. And well done to the people that have set up the Give a Little page to help this family. So just to remind you, her name is Kerry, K-E-R-R-I-B-I-R-D. So get on the internet after you hear this program tonight or tomorrow, and go on to the Give a Little webpage and make a donation, no matter how big or how small. I'm sure it will help. I played a song last week for a friend of mine. He'd missed the start of the program. He asked me to say hello to him again. So Dennis and Paul, hope you're listening tonight. It's you too. I played One Tree Hill last week, but today is such a beautiful day, I thought we'd play this song.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road. But you got no destination. Your love is down. Even if that doesn't ring true, Christmas light and see the birth of the leaving man. After the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. Beautiful day. Touch me. Take me to that other place. Release me. I know I'm not a hopeless case. What you done?
Yes, indeed, that's you two there, and Bono, and a song called Beautiful Day, and it is a beautiful day, and that song went out especially to Dennis and Paul, who are listening tonight. Played a special request to them last week, but they missed the programme, so hopefully you've enjoyed that particular song, and I think I've seen you two once or twice. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and we're broadcasting here on out of the Planet FM studio on a very, very warm Wednesday night. Right, well, it's not very warm in Ireland, but I'm sure that won't bother Irish rugby supporters because they're getting ready for the big game this weekend. Ireland take on England in the opening game of the Six Nations Championships, and the game being played in Dublin. And if the Aviva Stadium or Lansdowne Road, as it was formerly known, could hold 100,000, they would have sold every ticket and probably more. But certainly Ireland are up there to be knocked off their pedestal. Steve Hansen said they're number one now. They're the best team in the world. They beat the All Blacks in November. And obviously they're the Grand Slam champions as well. So England are coming away, coming to Dublin after spending a week in the Algarve, training out there in nice warm temperatures. But they'll get a bit of a shock when they arrive in Dublin tomorrow, where it'll be about 2 or 3 degrees. They might be a bit of slow on the ground as well, and I'm sure there'll be many English fans coming over. It's a big year for rugby, with the Rugby World Cup taking place later this year, but Ireland will be hoping that they can put up a good performance, and if not win a Grand Slam, certainly win the championship. But England will be tough, so a big game coming up this weekend. Bigger game happening at the moment, and last night Theresa May, British Prime Minister, managed to get the support of the House of Commons to go back to renegotiate part of the exit plan for Britain to leave the European Union. And part of the what she wants to renegotiate, which the European Union said is not negotiable, is this what we call this backstop. And the backstop obviously wants to ensure that there'll be no hard border between Northern and Southern Ireland. Now, this is becoming a very contentious issue at the moment. None of the Irish politicians seem to know what's going to happen. They're coming out and saying what might happen. Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, was at Davos last week, where our Prime Minister was, and in a forum and in an interview he gave on another media network, he says if there is a hard border in Ireland, there'll be customs, there'll be police, and there'll be army. And that's what was there during the Troubles. And this is what everybody wants to avoid. The Good Friday Agreement states, the agreement inter between Ireland and England, is that nothing that can jeopardise the peace process is to be done in relation to North-South relations. So interesting to see what will happen. Theresa May is going to go back to the European Union, so we'll know inside the next few days. If there's a Britain leaves without a deal, it'll be a disaster for everybody. And Ireland, obviously, that'll be a huge disaster because of that border between Northern and Southern Ireland that may have to be become a hard border. But obviously, everybody, every politician in Ireland are hoping that a deal can be done and that Britain leaves with a deal. Right, when we come back, a big round of Gaelic games took place in atrocious conditions last week in Ireland. We'll run through some of the fixtures. But before that, we'll play another song here from Luke Kelly, who sadly passed away 35 years ago today. very young. Luke was, I think, about 44 when he died. I'll check that and let you know when I come back.
Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so. Did put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare, for when I'm drinking, I am thinking and wishing Peggy Gordon was here. Wish I was away in England, far across the briny sea, sailing o'er the deepest ocean, where love nor care never bore. Wish I was in some lonesome valley where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds to change their voices, and every moment a different sound.
Yes, the late Luke Kelly, who was 44 when he died, and he died 35 years ago today. And obviously, a huge loss. And today, Michael D. Higgins, President Michael D. Higgins, will unveil two statues, one in South King Street, and another one down in Gardiner Street, in memory of Luke Kelly. Great singer, obviously part of the Dubliners, and many tributes being paid to him over the last few days. There was a nice programme on RTE over the weekend. It's on early on Sunday morning Irish time. You can hear it Sunday night Irish time. John Bowman presents it on RTE Radio 1, and they were interviewing the late Luke Kelly, or the late Ronnie Drew, about how the Dubliners were formed, and they were, you know, gathering together in O'Donoghue's, and they'd play a bit of music and drink a few pints, and some of them didn't know what to call themselves, and Luke came out one day and said, "Ah, we'll call ourselves the Dubliners." So that was it. And then Luke met Patrick Kavanagh one time. The two of them obviously had a few pints in some pub, and Kavanagh gave him the words of a lovely song called Raglan Road, but he didn't record it for many years. In fact, we'll play it After that we go through the sports news here, it is a really good song. In fact, we'll play it in a few minutes' time. I've got Aoife Scott lined up next. But let's look that through some of the headlines. There's 18 pages of Gaelic Games coverage in the Irish Independent. This is January. You know, we're playing Gaelic Games, which is traditionally a summer game in January, and it was awful conditions. So it's called the Allianz Leagues, and if you're interested in watching any of these games, you have get a subscription to GAAGO.ie, and all the games are on there, and there's highlights, packages and stuff. But of course, the real action comes in the summer months when the championship starts. But four in a row, Dublin. They came a cropper in Monaghan at the weekend. They were beaten by Monaghan 2-13 to 1-13. So, and they face Galway next week. And Galway had a scrappy game against Cavan, but came through there. This is Division 1. Galway 13 points, Cavan 11. Kerry, they were playing at home against Tyrone under new management, and they had a good points to 7 win. Monaghan, I said, beat Dublin up in Clonus, and Mayo. They were well in control of their game against Roscommon, but Roscommon fought back with a few minutes to go and managed to score a few quick scores, and the margin was only a single point at the end, 1-8 to 1-7. Played in atrocious conditions. Tomás O'Shea was up broadcasting for RTE. I listened to some of the game on the radio, and he said it was probably the worst conditions he's ever seen. Quickly, we'll run through all the other divisions. Donegal played Clare in Division 2. Winners there, Fermanagh, they drew with Cork. Kildare, too good for Armagh. Meath, too good for Tipperary. Division 3, Carlow, too good for Sligo. Longford, too good for Louth. Westmeath beat Offaly just by a point. Laois, too good for Down. So Laois could be on the resurgence. Division 4, Derry, they beat Antrim just by a point. Leitrim scored the biggest scores over the weekend, 3-15 to 11 points for Wexford. And Limerick footballers now, that is 11 points over London, 10. And Wicklow, 1-7. Waterford, 9 points, just a 1 point there. And then the Hurling Leagues, Division 1. Tipperary, they had a 2-16 to 1-11 win over Clare. They were only leading by 4 points when one of the Clare stars was sent off in what everybody believe, you know, should have been a yellow card rather than a black card. So that changed the whole structure of the game. Kilkenny, they're back with a vengeance. They beat Cork 2-18 to 17 points. Limerick, All-Ireland champions, they had a bit of a struggle over Wexford, winning just by 1 point there, 1-17 to 2-11. Sorry, a 3 points win. Division 1B, my own county, Galway had a big win over Laois. Wexford, Waterford 2-28 over Offaly, 7 points. And Dublin 3-15 over Carlow's 18 points. And the other divisions, Mayo and Meath drew. Westmeath beat London. Kerry beat Antrim. So they were the main scorers. And there's a full round of hurling and football league matches coming up this weekend, but the biggest focus on Ireland on the Aviva Stadium, and Ireland against England, and that game is on here on the Sky Rugby Channel in the early hours of Sunday morning. Anyway, here's Aoife Scott and All Along the Atlantic Way.
All along the wild Atlantic way. counting down the days when will you bring me my love on the one little Atlantic way. Time that we went skinny dipping down a dairy maid, smelling the always salted ocean on the one little Atlantic way.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Aoife Scott, and Aoife is the daughter of Francis Black, and that song called The Wild Atlantic Way, and down there at the moment and cold, but certainly a very popular place because Tourism Ireland announced their visitor figures to Ireland last year, earlier this week. Record numbers of people, almost, I think it was about 10 million people visited Ireland last year. The bulk of them coming from our near neighbour, Britain, a lot of Americans, and even an increase from Australia. New Zealand didn't get a mention, but I'm sure more New Zealanders visited there. But there's some of the emerging markets, Asian, are visiting Ireland in bigger numbers. But certainly Europe, continental Europe, and Great Britain are biggest number of people coming there, and numbers are expected to grow by about 6% this year. So, excuse me, good news there from Tourism Ireland, which is, I can say, good news. I was reading, I think it was Saturday's Irish Independent. I look at the papers most days, and there was about 12 pages of court cases in Ireland. There's a court case going on down in, it happened down in Tipperary, where a man is on trial for allegedly killing a man that was having an affair with the woman that he was having an affair with. So very complicated, but the woman, in the middle of the thing, she had the relationship, she said the relationship with the murder accused, a seedy affair. Then down in Wexford, we've got a family in court over whether a man was in a right state of mind when he made a will, leaving his farm and some money to his nephew. And there's a fight going on there between the man's sisters and other members of the family. I'm just looking here. There's so many different pages and pages of reports from court cases. And I see there's a picture here of some vast amount of rubbish down in Cork. Rubbish dumped near Spring Lane, Cork City. Tons of material has been dumped over the past year, with the access road to Spring Lane halting site used by those involved in dumping. This is unbelievable to see the amount of rubbish here that's in this picture. And there's other pictures here. Obviously, it's the same place, but there's about five different pictures, and it looks worse than any tip. Key building jobs barred to foreigners. Dozens of key construction jobs are currently ineligible to non-nationals, despite thousands being needed to meet building demands. business group IPEC and the Construction Industry Federation have both pointed to the drastic need for non-national construction workers in order to meet the building needs over the coming years. And of course, we've got the similar situation here. The new government last year put a halt on immigration, but we're now finding out that there's not enough tradespeople here, and of course a lot of new teachers had to come as well. Irish nurses there on strike today, and Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, says that if he pays the nurses the wages that they want, it's going to blow the budget out and he'll have other people looking for money. But a lot of sympathy. A lot of doctors saw a letter to the editor of one of the papers yesterday saying that nurses deserve to be paid better because, in fact, this was an orthopaedic surgeon from Letterkenny in Donegal. He was just putting the case forward for better pay for nurses. So certainly tough times. And a nice picture of Larry Gogan in the Irish Examiner today with the legendary broadcaster finishing on 2FM tomorrow. He tells Marjorie Brennan about his career highlights and that famous Just a Minute quiz. And Larry was interviewed on the Joe Duffy programme 2 weeks ago. It was a good interview, and talked about his time. He's well liked in RTE, and how talked about when his wife died when she was only 61 from a brief battle with cancer. But certainly Larry was the first man that I heard when Ireland had their top 10. It used to be on before there was RTE Radio 2 or any of the pop stations. He used to present that. It used to be on a Tuesday or a Thursday evening. And from memory, Planxty were number one for a few weeks when I started listening to the Ireland top 10. And this man would have featured in it a few times, and here he is singing a song of a road that I lived on. It's called Raglan, one and only Luke Kelly.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tin to without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. quiet street where old ghosts meet. I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos, the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Yes, the late Luke Kelly, who died 35 years ago today, and a lovely song called Raglan Road, written by the late Patrick Kavanagh and sung beautifully there by Luke Kelly and many other singers, Irish included, have recorded Raglan Road, a beautiful Balls Bridge in Dublin 4. And lovely big Georgian houses. And when I lived in Dublin in the early 80s, I flatted there in one of them houses. Some of these houses were turned into flats, partitions between them and stuff. I think a lot of them have gone back and been restored to their pristine original, what they looked like in the last few years, especially around the when the Ireland was booming. I know that Dennis O'Brien, he bought a big house. It was the opposite side of the road where I was, and it's a beautiful done up again house, but that was a beautiful part of Dublin. Very expensive place to live now, and a lot of embassies around there. But Raglan Road, beautiful, especially in that autumn, even with the leaves coming down and everything. It runs out there close to the Doddingham Balls Bridge, where the big US embassy is now, with huge big barricades around it. You're just around the corner from Herbert Park, down the road to the Aviva Stadium, and then you walk into town in through Bagot Street, and you're into Stephen's Green. So a great part of Dublin, and I think rents from memory, there was five of us staying in a flat at about £20 each, £100 a week back in 1980 to 82. A bit different now, a huge shortage of accommodation indeed in Ireland, well, especially in the major cities. What else has been happening? Well, obviously the Brexit thing is still dominating what's going to happen in Ireland. And looking at the Farm and Independent yesterday, farmers need united voice on Brexit and the common agricultural policy. That's European Agricultural Commissioner Phil Hogan. And he had a go at Britain a few weeks ago, telling them that it's time to put up or shut up and to move on. Dairy backstop needed for free movement of milk across the border. And certainly a lot of farmers in the border area are very worried about a no-deal Brexit, which would bring in a border. Some nice pictures in the Farm and Independent. The winners and sponsors at the 38th annual Fat Stock Show and Sale in Carnew Mart. That's in Wicklow, isn't it? Yeah. East-West Divide on lamb crop factors hits numbers. Obviously, a big busy time of the year now for farmers, dairy farmers. All the cows have started calving in January. So January, February and into March, certainly a very, very busy time. Getting connected can boost profits and combat rural isolation, but obviously a huge issue over the internet and fast broadband, which is the contract hasn't been awarded yet. There's only one company in the and they're reckoning to do that. Kerry Co-op shares plan defies logic. Revenue will be the only winners in the share conversion scheme that Kerry Co-op is set to offer its members, Kerry Co-op Shareholders Alliance have warned. Serious differences have emerged in recent months between the Kerry Co-op board and a section of its shareholders, some of whom are represented by the Kerry Co-op Shareholders Alliance. And I think when Kerry started, the share price might have been 20 or 30p, but they're up now to, I think, 80 or 90 euro. In fact, they might have been more than that in recent times. Here is Commissioner Hogan again. He says, everything we do is geared to help the basic family farm. Phil hopes. Phil talks to John Dowling about the direction of the Common Agricultural Policy reform and his ambitions to serve for another 5 years in the Brussels hot seat. And I'm sure he was a good friend of Enda Kenny. If he wants that job, he'd probably get it again. But it's a lucrative job. What is it, a five-year term, and you're on about a salary of about 250 grand a year plus pension benefits and everything. So it's a job that I'm sure many people would love to have. Right, we'll take one more bit of music here, and before that, Out in Force for Mick. The first Treshen of 2019 was a bittersweet occasion for the community of Boris, as locals remembered cherished vintage enthusiast Mick McCormack, who died suddenly at Christmas time. The Treshen took place on New Year's Eve in the lands of Philip and Anne Whitford at Boris, County Carlow. Mick was known as the Treshen Man and was a wonderful friend to us all, according to Anne Whitford. And there's a picture of everybody with a few dogs included, and the old Treshen machine there with the big bell going up to it. I know well what it looks like. It doesn't have that kind of salmon colour that the ones that we have down in the west of Ireland. Right, we'll have time for one more piece of music, the Donegal set, then I'll come back and wrap up the show for another week. Yes, well, that song will bring us out. The Donegal set there will bring us to the end of the programme you've been listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just to remind you once again, if you can go online tonight or tomorrow and look up the Give a Little site and look for Kerry, K-E-R-R-I-B-I-R-D, and she's a young woman from Limerick who's going through tough times at the moment. She's the mother of two young toddlers. And she's got a big battle with cancer, and a friend of hers has set up a Give a Little page. So if you're able to help her out, I'm sure that would be fantastic. We're Irish people are good at helping each other, so let's rally around Kerry and help her out there. And hope you've enjoyed the programme. Thank you again to the Hugh Green Group, and thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you can cope with the fine weather, and let's hope when we're back this day week, we'll be talking about Ireland's great win over England in the first game of the Six Nations. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.